Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's gonna be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, celebrating 4 decades. Straight up, that's right, 4 decades of radio knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio wars, having defended that title now for almost 4 decades. And guess what? I'm not only a talk show host, I'm an award-winning writer, and I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champ. So at one point in time, I could fight. Not too many guys can fight. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, you're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. And we're talking boxing because that's my love. It always has been my love. Of course, I said I started when I was about 10 years old, had a few fights and laid off, came back at the age of 14, had a couple of fights, laid off, came back about the age of 19 and won some Golden Glove championships. But the bottom line is, I'm an old man now. I can't fight anymore. All I'm going to do is talk about it. So if you'd like to join me, you can. The phone number, of course, is 1-800-278-8255. That's 1-800. What is the number here? 878. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Of course, last night, the heist of heists. Let's not even talk about Shakur Stevenson, but that robbery, Robinson Canseco was given the WBC 130-pound title in a split decision over Oshaki Foster. And the shock there is that Canseco didn't win, but like one round on my card. How can a guy win one round and yet win a championship on television? Bottom line is, either the judges were crooked or they were inept. They were New York officials appointed by the WBC for the fight. So we've got to talk about that and more when Tommy D checks in with us. Supposed to do some things with Kenny Rainford today, but Kenny's not picking up the phone. So shame on Kenny. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, you're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA.
The IBM Sustainability Accelerator is a pro bono social impact program that applies IBM technologies such as hybrid cloud and IBM Watson XAI and an ecosystem of experts to enhance and scale nonprofit and government organization initiatives helping populations especially vulnerable to environmental threats including climate change, extreme weather, and pollution. IBM will select 5 participating organizations to form the Resilient Cities Cohort, applying technologies like AI through projects that aim to support urban populations and make cities more resilient, safe, and sustainable in the long term. Justina Nixon Santeel, IBM Vice President and Chief Impact Officer.
After 3 years working to improve lives and uplift vulnerable communities around the world, we're proud to recognize the success of the IBM Sustainability Accelerator by enhancing both our impact and our investment in the program.
IBM has committed to invest $45 million worth of in-kind donations of technology and services over the next 5 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator Program, increasing investment in the program by 50%, sponsored by IBM.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for
give you one postscript? After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
So, before we get to is Tommy D ready?
Yeah, he's ready.
All right. Before we get to Tommy D, I want to mention the fact that the unbeaten WBC lightweight champion, Shakur Stevenson, 22-0 now, 10 KO, scored a 12-round unanimous nod over Artur Harturian. But the bottom line is Artur couldn't fight. He couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. I mean, he was the most inept guy I think I've ever seen in a boxing ring in a championship fight in a long, 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 long time. I mean, he was sort of big on toughness, but he didn't have to be that tough. Because Stevenson can't punch. I mean, he can't punch. He was so entertaining that people were leaving the arena last night after the 10th and 11th round. I kid you not, of course, it was a 12-round fight, and it was held in Newark, New Jersey, which is his hometown, of course, the Prudential Center. At the end of the day, the scores were Stevenson 119-109. That's what I probably had, 118-110 and 116-112. But the real heist, and you heard Larry Merchant just say, if you want to know who won a close fight, ask a 5-year-old kid or a 9-year-old kid or something like that. Anyway, bottom line is Olympic gold medalist, 2016. Robinson Canseco from Brazil, 19-2. One of those losses was to Oscar Valdez. Might have been a ripoff, of course. 9 KOs. Dethroned WBC super featherweight champ, 130 pounds. Oshaki Foster, which was the shock of my life. I kid you not. I couldn't believe it last night. Shock of Foster, now 22-3-1, 12 KOs. Here's the scores. Scores were 116-112 and 115-113 for Canseco. In other words, a guy that didn't land more than 10 punches in 11 rounds. In other words, he only went to double digits in one of the 12 rounds. I kid you not. And yet, he won the split decision, of course, 116-112 and 115-113. One judge had it semi-close at 116-112 for Foster, which is 8-12. Let me tell you what the CompuBox folks said. Right? Canseco was busier, but landed in single digits not in 11 to 12 rounds. He landed in single digits in 10 of the 12 rounds versus Foster, who landed 34% of his power punches, while Canseco just landed 11% of his total punches. One judge had the fight 116-112. This is Paul Wallace and Tony Lundy. Had it 116-112 and 115-113. And what can I say? I mean, I just couldn't believe it. And, you know, we'll hear from Foster a little bit later, man. But I thought it was like... there are robberies, and then there are heists. And a heist is when they put a gun to your head and they take something from you, okay? And that's what they did last night. They put a gun to Ashaki Foster's head and they took the title from him. I thought it was atrocious, you know? And listen, it's not the... It's not the first time that fighters from south of the border get the benefit of doubt in the WBC fight. They just haven't. I mean, that's why they came up with the International Boxing Federation, the IBF, back in 1986, because Bob Lee, who was black, felt that black fighters weren't getting a good call, so he started the IBF. In other words, the WBC has their favorites, the WB has their favorites, and the IBF has their favorites. Unfortunately, they have incompetent judges, incompetent or crooked. In fact, I'll bring in Tommy D right now. And, of course, Tommy D coming to us from the Bronx. Tommy D, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well, Pedro. How's everything with you?
Pretty good. You have a good time last night?
Yeah, it was a fun event until
they started boxing?
Much... Huh?
Until they started boxing?
Until the main card came on.
Oh, man. You know? All right. No. Here's what's up. You were there live, and you had a good time, without a doubt. I saw the look in Ashaki Foster's eyes last night in the ring. He wanted to cry. Guess what? I've been there. I wanted to cry with him.
Yeah, it was a sad moment. I mean, the shock in the crowd when they announced the scorecards, it was insane. You know, when they said it was when the announcer started saying the judges' scorecards, you knew that it was some type of split decision, and that alone was like, huh? Like there was at least one judge that thought, you know, Conceição won, but when they finally read it and said new champion, we was all in shock. You know, the score is 116-112. That's 8-4 for Conceição, and a fight that I thought Shock won 10 of the 12 rounds easy, and maybe won an 11-1 round fight. But 10 of the 12 rounds was easy and simple to score. That Shock won that fight.
I had 11-1 in my card, 119-109. Tony Lundy, as I said, had it 116-112, and Paul Wallace had it 115-113. They're both veteran judges. They've been around a long time. Now, how can I put this? I'm going to try to be real delicate here because I don't want any of us to get sued or go to jail. I mean, it's just the way it is. Is there a way that you can put that off as ineptness last night, or is that crookedness? I mean, in other words, in your opinion, I mean, what do you think? Were they both so inept that they came up with this? These guys are veteran judges, man. It sounds like somebody put some money in their pocket to come up with scores like that.
I know we're trying to be careful here, but I'm going to straight out say it. It just looks like they wanted to rob this guy. If you go back to his last fight against Abraham Nova, which was a competitive fight, I thought that should have been a unanimous decision for Ashaki Foster, and that was they gave it a split decision. And they almost robbed the guy, whereas if he doesn't score that knockdown, it's a draw, right? I believe if they against Nova. So the fight before that, he went to Cancun, Mexico, fought, I think, Rocky Martinez, I think, and that fight was close. They had him down in the scorecards. If he doesn't knock the guy out, because I think he stopped him in the 12th round, Ashaki loses that fight as well, in a fight that I thought he clearly won as well. So I don't know what it is and why they, you know, it's something with Shock Forza. Do they not like this guy? But that's three straight fights that the judges have been inept.
Well,
in his fights.
Well, you have to go back to what Bob... I remember Bob Lee told me, he goes, you know, Pedro, he said, I can't use the word he said, but he said, we ain't getting a break. I said, what do you mean? What do you mean? He goes, that's why I'm starting the IBF. He goes, we ain't getting a break. He goes, you think Suleiman's going to give us a break? Suleiman's not giving us a break. And Mendoza's not giving us a break. And here we are 40 years later. And guess what? 40 years later. And the Suleimans and the Mendoza are still running the WBC and the WBA.
Yeah, listen, I don't like to call these things out, but sometimes you got to mention it to let people aware of what's really going on, you know? So, obvious to me in Ashaki Foster's case. That's three straight fights, you know, and it gets worse and worse each fight.
Okay, but you do realize that if there was a boxing media there, and there was a boxing media there last night, and I'm not trying to put knock on anybody on YouTube in this snap, but if the New York Times was there, if Pedro Fernandez was there, and this was the old days, we'd have a press conference afterwards, and guess what? We'd be lined up like pit bulls. The New York Times, the Baltimore Sun, the LA Times, the two Las Vegas newspapers, the Reno Gazette, the Sacramento Bee, the SF Chronicle. We'd all be lined up, man. We're like pit bulls ready to go, you know what I'm saying? And now you, like, when Bill Haney, who I can't believe I just mentioned his name, he was the father of Devin Haney. When he threw a meeting with the boxing media a couple of months ago, guess what he did? He invited everybody on YouTube. I looked at the list. There was nobody on. There was nobody from a major media there was nobody from a newspaper.
Yeah, well, that's where it's kind of been at with the social media phase. It's been, you know, you have all these content creators and all these YouTube boxing channels and then Twitter and stuff, you know, and I'm all for it because guess what? I do it as well. But it's
wait. What network are you on again? No. I see the impeccable ones cracking up in the other room here. Is he on that X-rated channel? No. Did you find Tommy D on the X-rated channel?
No, he's not on there.
Okay, see, the impeccable one just cleared you, man. So you're not on that porn channel. But why is it you're all rumored to be on that porn channel? Who started that?
I don't know. It was this
I
guy
did.
Named Pedro. I'm not. Oh, it was you, that Pedro. Okay, I thought it was another Pedro. Yeah, but you know that's where it's at. And like I said, I think it's a good thing because you get to hear other fans' point of views, and you know the fans are the ones that watch.
But if you don't have trained professionals handling the reporting of incidents, you're not going to have. In other words, if you don't have people writing down history correctly, history is not going to be correct. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you've got people doing things on YouTube. I mean, here's what's up. I went to journalism school. I went to school, went to high school and college, the editor of my high school paper, all that kind of good stuff. So I did my time, I thought, okay? And mm-hmm. I worked for various newspapers and magazines and things like that. We got paid a decent amount of money, okay? You know what I'm saying? We did. Like, one time I got $2,500 for a cover magazine with Boxing Monthly in the UK when Tyson and Carl Williams were going to fight, I think. Anyway, but the bottom line is I made money in that aspect of the media. But once the media went away and it became like YouTube and Fight News is really like the boxing Bible, per se, I think, nowadays in boxing scene. I think those two are probably the best. But the bottom line is there is no New York Times. There is no Baltimore Sun. There is no L.A. Times. There is no Flash Magazine. There is no Boxing Update Magazine. There is no boxing newsletters. There is no trade paper. There's nobody to hold these people accountable. And when people can't be held accountable, they can do whatever the muck they want.
That's true. I totally agree with you. The tough questions weren't asked. There was no post, from what I know, with the Oshaki Conceição, but there were for the Shakur fight, and I think they let him off the hook.
Wait, are you shocked? There was no Oshaki press conference? I mean, I know that's part of the norm they do, but the bottom line is that should have been front and center. That took precedence over Shakur Stevenson's boring main event.
It definitely was. I think that is the story of the night. I mean, it was just a clear robbery. You know, I haven't seen a heist like that in a minute. Yeah. You know, and you know, matter of fact, a couple weeks ago, Top Rank did it to Nova when he fought that guy Cortez. That was a clear win for Abraham Nova, and they took it from him. And I saw he commented on it, and he, you know, even after his fight, he said, that's boxing. And he commented on the Oshaki loss, and he said, that's boxing. You know, and, you know, he didn't go into detail, but, you know, those two words is just says it enough, you know, so... I don't know.
All right, Tommy, back with more Tommy D after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Superfly of the Bronx, he was cruising around last night in a limo. That's what I heard. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly.
The dudes have envied him for so long. That's right, Tommy D, of course, Superfly from the Bronx, coming to us this morning, of course, this afternoon, of course, from the Bronx, live from the Bronx. Speaking of the Bronx, I couldn't believe it when I saw a picture. I sent you this picture. Evidently, it was so hot. It's so hot there. Everybody has their own air conditioning system in their bedroom. Is that it?
Yeah, it's really bad out here. The last few days has been really tough. It's been hot. The humidity is just the worst part about it. It's you step outside and it's like really sticky and everything. It's terrible.
Yeah, me and the impeccable when we step out it's 65 degrees.
Yeah, that's good.
We're just like we got to brag about that. Of course, our gas costs more and all that kind of good stuff out here. But the bottom line is we love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it was, I checked it. I was doing surveillance the other day in San Ramon, California. It was 97 degrees. I think I sent you the temperature. It was 97 degrees. Then I came to the city. It was 70.
It drops at night. It drops like what 30 degrees?
But here's what's up. It dropped 27 degrees in 32 miles.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. That's what we have the air conditioning here of the Pacific Ocean. Pacific Ocean gives us well. The Atlantic Ocean just bakes you back there, back in.
I can't take it. I'm sweating right now in my living room.
So anyway, I got to ask you, on your air conditioner, do you have a can of beans or a brick holding it up?
We usually use a can of beans, a can of a Goya or something.
It does. Exactly. I mean, I saw this special on YouTube. They were showing all these air conditioners from the Bronx. Did I send you that? They were showing all these air conditioners from the Bronx, and his Goya beans seem to be like the main air conditioner support.
Yeah, that's the main thing. If you don't get a brick, usually a brick, but the best is a can. Any nice can of beans, the corn, you know, preferably Goya. You know, that's what we use.
Oh, okay, Tommy D. This Tony Lundy judge, I think he had a 115, 113. He is from New York, and Paul Williams from Maryland. Have you heard from me? These guys have been judges for like 20 years. You ever heard of these guys?
It doesn't ring a bell. I think Lundy rings a bell a little bit, but, you know, it doesn't ring a bell at all. And I wonder how many big fights they actually got to do.
Well, and the judge of the hour has to be Ron McNair from Brooklyn, who had the balls to call it 116-112. But I still think that was way off. I thought it was like, as I said, 119-109, and I may have given Canseco the fourth round. I may have given him the fourth round. I mean, you know, it was like a welfare thing. I'll give him a food stamp.
Yeah, it was either the fourth or I don't know if it was the 7th or 8th, he actually hurt Oshaki with, you know, he landed one good, I think it was a left hook or something. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, and Conceição's face was all beat up.
You know,
he got hurt a couple of times.
Yeah. Mark Ratner is the head of the unofficials, I think, for the UFC now, and he was formerly the head of the Nevada State Athletic Commission. And when I used to scream at him about decisions, I used to go right at him, bro, right? WTF, what's going on here? Because I was usually at the front of the line because I was aggressive. You know what I'm saying? I get in front of the New York Times, man. Get out the way. Anyway, I get to him and I say, Mark, man. And Mark would always say to me, yeah, but Pedro, don't worry about Dalby's score. Dalby Shirley, he was always the odd man out. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about Dalby's score. The right guy won. Well, guess what? Last night, the right guy didn't win.
Yeah. It's atrocious. And then, you know, I wish we would have got an opportunity to talk and ask, you know, ask both guys that, you know, or maybe, you know.
Here's what's up. What's Canseco going to say? I landed six punches in like 10 rounds, and each round I landed about six or seven punches. So, yeah, blah, blah, blah. He had nothing to say. Anyway, let's see what let's see what Oshaki Foster had to say post-fight.
Oh, what are you feeling right now?
I don't know. I thought it was a shutout. I don't know.
I had it 11-1. I mean, if that's any consolation.
That's what I'm saying, man. I thought I was a shutout. I don't know, man. I thought it was easy, man. I thought it was an easy fight. I didn't get touched but with a headbutt. Like, I don't know, man.
What do you do? Where do you go from here? I mean, I know how much you put into this. I know how hard this has been.
I'll be back. I'll be back. But I want the rematch. Of course I want the rematch. They stole this fight from me. I just wanted to show the world I can bang it out. And if I want to, I don't have to get touched. But I guess it wasn't good enough for the judges.
Shock, I don't know if you're entitled to an automatic rematch, but you do have another fight this year on your contract with Top Rank. Right now, what do you want? Keith, you're his manager. What do you guys want?
Rematch. ASAP.
We have to get this rematch, Mark. He didn't touch him the whole fight, Mark. The whole fight. Shock is slipping.
Hey, look, I saw the same fight you all did. Anyway, congratulations. As always, you fought with your heart. Congratulations to both. Thanks.
Wow. I mean, that was pretty atrocious. I remember one time I got robbed in a fight and everybody was looking at me like boo, and they were booing this and that, and they were looking at me like, what do you say? You really don't know what to say after that. As I keep telling you, is that there's no feeling equal or akin to being screwed in a boxing match. You just kick the living snot out of somebody, okay? I mean, just do. You just beat the piss out of them, per se. And guess what? The judges gave it to him. Say what?
Yeah.
Say what? So, you know, I mean, there's that silver medal in the USPAL games that I left laying on the floor in Tucson, Arizona. I knocked this guy down in the first and second round, was hitting him with bolo punches in the third round. That's how much I was dogging this dude from England, and they gave him the 147 pounds. He didn't even weigh in. They didn't weigh him in. And guess what they told me, Tommy D? What, are you scared? Right?
Wow.
Yeah. I told you, the police games were far more crooked than the Golden Gloves. And if you think I'm kidding, when I fought in San Diego for the California Police Championship, they put me in there against a guy that had 12 pro fights.
Wow.
And I beat the snot out of him. In fact, he was from the L.A. Sheriff's Office. I beat him so bad that the L.A. Sheriff's rioted. They were throwing stuff in the ring down there in San Diego, California, showing how much class they really had.
Wow. And they stuck it to you both times in the decision.
Both times. In San Diego, I won. They couldn't have took that one from me. I didn't think they could take the one from me in Arizona, but they did. I mean, I was stunned. The silver medal, it just dropped. The referee went to hand it to me. I pulled my hand back. It dropped on the floor. That's the last time I saw it. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you can't comprehend this. It's like you just can't. I don't know. Even if it happens more than once, you can't comprehend it. Your mind is blown. I mean, you're emotionally, physically spent from this fight.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, somebody's I don't want to use that word, but somebody's getting you from behind.
It is. You know, you go through camp 6 to 8 weeks, whatever it is. You train hard. You work hard. You make the weight, and then you put in the work. And then you come into fight night, you have fun, you do your job convincingly, and then you have three guys that decide, you know, that you lose the fight and they don't take a single punch. You know, it must feel, you know, I felt for Oshaki, and I wasn't in the ring. So you got to imagine how he feels after putting in all that work and, you know, for them to take it away from you like that.
Let me set up for the next segment here. As the impeccable one told me, I didn't even have the microphone. He's like throwing stuff at the glass here, doing a Scott Cuddy imitation on me. Speaking of Scott Cuddy, may he rest in peace. It's been over a year now, I think 13 months since he passed. But the bottom line is we never miss him. We hear his voice each and every time we enter the Sports Byline studios. And, of course, he's got his wall outside where he smoked for like 15 or 16 years. So we do miss Scott Cuddy without a doubt. But this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. The question I'll be putting to Tommy D after the break, of course, Tommy D, Superfly from the Bronx. I'll ask him, is the biggest conspiracy in boxing for fans not to pay for pay-per-view? I mean, the reason why I ask that is that Tommy D buys pay-per-views like a sucker, and me and Tommy D buy the pay-per-views, and Sock buys the pay-per-views, and the impeccable one in the other room, he buys the pay-per-views. But the bottom line is, everybody else I know, when I ask them, do you buy the pay-per-views, they take the fifth. I mean, they don't deny it. They just take the say what? It's a yes or a no answer, man. But everybody's taking the fifth on that. So I'll ask Tommy D in depth. And of course, another impressive performance last night for Abdullah Mason. Now 14-0, 12 KOs. Of course, he knocked out the veteran Popeye LeBron in the third round. But I got to give it to this guy. I think he's got some talent. Abdullah Mason. Watch that name as far as upcoming stars are concerned. 14-0, 12 KOs. Of course, a big winner last night on the Prudential card from Newark, New Jersey. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with hold on, Superfly. I'm running up on a hard break. Back with Superfly after the break.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Now, during Staples' print big sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' print big sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, that's a change in society today, and that's it's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going through a million things, even though they watch so many of the shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether there's crime scene or this and that. It's always the TV stories cutting up the body, somebody's finding the body decomposed and all of it. This is a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just a... And the sports, the only thing that they can relate to, which they see most, is basketball and football, mainly basketball. And that's what the kids are most far doing, and especially the black kids. And it's normal, you want to go into something, what you see, you don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs. A lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
Happy birthday to the Goldfather, Emmanuel Stewart. I'll get into that in depth in hour number two with Larry Merchant. But the bottom line is, today is his 80th birthday. And I got to tell you, there's nothing greater. There was nothing greater for me than being called at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning from Ukraine. And get this. Wake up, MF. Wake up, Mother Ducker. Wake your ass up. Hello. It's a man. I know who it is, Emmanuel. I know who it is. Well, wake your ass up. Oh, Emmanuel, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You ain't got no job, man. You're a boxing writer. Get your ass up. Blah blah blah. That was Emmanuel Stewart. But I missed nothing better. And everybody that knows Emmanuel Stewart knew it. It was an honor for him to call you a mother ducker. So when he called you a mother ducker, that meant you were part of the family. But as is, you can tell from that last clip there, it was an older Emmanuel Stewart. He's talking about being conservative, this and that, excessive sex, excessive violence. When he said the excessive sex thing, I started to chuckle. So you can read between the lines there if you'd like. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, on the line from the Bronx bomber, Mr. Superfly himself, Tommy D. Now, Tommy D, now tell me about the limousines you're driving around in. Who you were being chauffeured last night or what?
I was kind of being chauffeured. I was with, featherweight contender, Ofacio Falcon, who's the sniper. He's out of here in the Bronx, New York. He's a rising up and coming 130-pound fighter. I did an interview with him, but we was hanging out. The fight's real good guy. I'm gonna try to bring him on one day with you to speak with you. He's real good. He was scouting last night. You know, he's scouting at the old Shockey Foster and, you know, Consensal fight because those guys are in his weight class. And you know, he was actually doing a little broadcasting during it, telling us what, you know, Oshaki was doing wrong and Consensal was doing wrong. And he also thought it was a robbery as well. You know, but that's who was chauffeuring me around last night. You know, I'm all big right. time. You know,
fight here's right. what's up. I think I might have stepped on, because you know, Canseo, he was elusive and he was moving around this thing. I think I would have stepped on his foot a couple times. I would have stopped. I mean, that's you get him in one position so he can crack him hard. You know, what I'm saying, and see what time it is. But the bottom line is, Oshaki Foster was, I don't want to say one dimensional. I mean, he won 11 of 12 rounds. He can't do any more than that. In fact, I think the ESPN announcer, you heard him say, the ESPN announcer had it 11-1, and Foster thought it was a shutout. And I'm still scratching my head. Now, how does the World Boxing Council, now, eventually, at the end of the day, them and the New York State Athletic Commission, take that back, the New Jersey Athletic Commission have to answer for this. I mean, how do you answer for a decision that bad? Do you admit that it was a heist and say that you? I mean, they pulled Devin Haney's fight with Ryan Garcia over performance enhancing drugs. Maybe they should pull this fight for bad judging. I mean,
they should definitely make a statement about it, because when you have everybody in the crowd thought it was a robbery, boom, and then you have the ESPN announcer, you know, doing the interview telling you that he thought it was a robbery. I mean, you know, somebody's got to say something, right? You can't reverse the decision. What's done is done. But, you know, you got to something's got to be done about these judges.
Okay. Now I'm really going to put you on the spot here now. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is the biggest conspiracy in boxing for boxing fans not to buy pay-per-view? I mean, because every time I tell a guy, hey, man, this fight's on pay-per-view, the guy looks at me with he wrinkles his nose. It's like it stinks.
I don't know. I don't even know how to answer that question, Pedro. I mean, I buy the fights. you know. So
I get that, bro. But I'm asking you. I mean, I there's a concerted effort. I mean, when I ask guys, I say, I remember I asked Steve Albert one night when he was working for Showtime. I said to him, he was watching two fights on pay-per-view at the same time, right? He was in New York City watching two fights on pay-per-view. So there was two cards going simultaneous, thing, Don King and Bob Arum were going back and forth. And I see, he goes, yeah, I'm watching both shows. I go, how much they cost you? He goes, nothing. And then about 30 seconds later, I said, you got a hot box? And he was like, yeah, Steve Albert started doing that Elmer Fudd routine there on the phone. So I caught him with a hot box. You know,
I don't know. It's something that has to be fixed if it's a big thing, which it seems like it's a big thing, because we all know people that, you know, they find a way to watch the fights without paying for the fights. So put it
that
way.
But here's what's up. I'll watch a fight. It is broadcast in Istanbul, in Hebrew, in Chinese, in Filipino. It don't matter. If I can save $70 and watch a fight with some guy talking in a foreign language, I don't care. I know what's going on in the ring.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what basically has been happening.
So with people like the Russians and people like that, and the Russians are probably notorious than the Chinese, there's no way they could prevent this. I think it's unpreventable.
Right now it is. So far it is, and being at the pay-per-views are so high. The amount that it costs, $70 for a pay-per-view, I think is pretty ridiculous unless you have, you know, three or four superstars on the card.
When TVKO started their pay-per-view thing, that was HBO's initial pay-per-view series in 1991. It was 1995. And I think the first show was Michael Nunn knocking out – no, was it Michael Nunn beating James? Michael Nunn winning the title. I think that was their first show. Michael Nunn winning the title. But the bottom line is that was 1995. And, of course, now they're charging like $90, $85. Al Heyman's the dissenter of this, isn't he?
I don't know how, because he's just one of, you know, the other platforms that have. No,
but what I'm trying to say is, hasn't he taken his act to pay-per-view for the most part?
For the most part, yeah. He hasn't really done this year he hasn't. Everything has been pay-per-view. I think they've done two shows so far, maybe three, and everything's been pay-per-view. You're right. They don't, you know, ESPN, I don't think they had a pay-per-view yet this year. The Zone has had a couple already. With the in Saudi Arabia.
I'm glad you brought up the Zone. I'm glad you brought. You know where I'm gonna go now. You know where I'm gonna go right now. Who the hell is Conor Benn?
This is a fighter from England that can't fight in England right now.
And because of performance enhancing drug issues, and of course, yep, he can fight here in the United States. And yep, I don't know if I sent you this or not, but they're talking about him being Canelo Alvarez' next opponent. And get this. According to that document I sent you, the WBC cleared him of any of these performance-enhancing drug issues.
Well, I didn't see that. I didn't know that. I haven't seen his name in a while. You know, I saw the two names I saw for Canelo actually were Belanga, and now Chris Eubanks has been like a front runner now. So, I did not hear anything about Conor Benn.
Listen, if you're going to – listen, when heavyweight champions and boxing stars retired in the old days, they had – farewell tours. What I mean by that is they retire and then they put on their robe and they do an exhibition here in Chicago, an exhibition in St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? They do exhibitions, right? That's what you do afterwards. These are exhibitions that Canelo Alvarez expects to get paid $100 million for. I mean, listen, if he is the worst, he is a venereal disease for boxing. I mean that. I mean, he is a cancer.
I agree with you. I mean, as of the last, three, 4 years, he hasn't really, you know, fought the top guy, in my opinion. You know, Munguia, some say, was, you know, credible, you know, but besides that, you know, John Ryder, you know.
But here's what's up, though. Munguia, once he got dropped in the fourth round, he showed his respect and kissed Canelo's ass for the rest of the fight. And guess what? Canelo bought him a $200,000 car afterwards. I mean, when's the last time somebody whooped you up? I mean, I can't even get the impeccable one. He's got money. I can't get him to buy me a $200,000 car, and yet I'm going to whoop your ass and give you $200,000. Why am I going to give you $200,000 afterwards unless you play the game with me?
Yeah, you're right. And that's very suspect, you know, so. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, he's not giving us the fight we want. Can I ask a question?
No.
What if they make the fight with him and Bud Crawford?
But here's what's up. Why don't they make the fight with me and Estrada? You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man. How much? Listen, weight classes are for a reason. And I hate telling people that every 3 pounds when you're small, it means a lot. I know, because when I fought at 39, 100, the junior welterweight, I thought I was cool. I was going to win a Golden Glove title at 147 pounds. I stepped to the 147, went down to the National Golden Gloves, and got licked like a stamp. Okay, I mean, just moving up 8 pounds. I mean, it wasn't the 8 pounds, because guess what? When Ernie Chavez stepped in the ring 3 or 4 days after the weigh-in, he weighed 165 pounds. You know, and I was like 143. Didn't matter. Once he hit me, man, it was like, damn. He only hit me 3 times in around in maybe 1 minute. And I was licking him like I was beating him up in the first round until he hit me. Once he hit me, Tommy D, I mean, my ear hurt. Listen, he hit me with a right hook, and my right ear, because he was a southpaw, my right ear hit the ground first, okay? And I was on the ground going, geez, my ear hurts. I mean, I'm telling you, I can remember this still. My ear hurts. Why does my ear hurt? Why does my ear hurt? And I look out, my Captain Corrales from the police department is going, get your ass up, get up, get up. What's he talking about? Yeah, I was horizontal. I didn't even know it. I mean, getting hit, especially from a punch that you don't see, is incredibly, how can I put this, damaging. I mean, every shot I could see, I could take. Like Larry Holmes said, every shot that he saw, he could take, except for Ernie Shaver's punch. That's one he couldn't take. But the bottom line is, you do see most of these punches coming in. Now, the WBC had their issues with Ray Vargas and Nick Ball and all kinds of different issues and this and that. I mean, they've had some very, very controversial fights of late. Is it time for the WBC to change? Is it time for there to be a change in leadership? I want to say ownership. Is there a time to? I mean, has Mauricio? I mean, I'm asking you as a guest. Has Mauricio gotten to the point where he's no longer functional?
I think so. I mean, he's a little bit inept. You know, he lets certain things go by. He doesn't, you know, he kind of caters to certain fighters. You know, I mean, it's obvious he caters to Canelo, right? That's an obvious.
Vargas,
guys like that. You know, I don't believe he does the right thing. You know,
how about last week when those WBC judges had Estrada ahead or close with Bam Bam Rodriguez, and I thought Bam Rodriguez was beating the tar out of him.
Yeah, I mean, that's just saying he doesn't. You know, we don't hear anything from him, like making, you know, talking to the fans and letting us know, like, you know, these things have to change, or do we got to work on this with the official, the judges. Like, he doesn't even make statements. Like, you know, what is he there to do? What is he doing to try to make things right, or to at least make it look like he's making an effort to make things right?
But
that was a joke, because you know, Ben Rodriguez is dominating that fight, and it was a split decision, a majority draw after the knockdown. So, the way the judges had it by the time the fight was stopped. So, he should be saying something about last night. You know, like we can't have this in boxing, you know, where the judges aren't up and making, you know, bad scoring decisions for guys that clearly lost. You know, where is Suleiman, you know, making these statements or, you know, making an effort to show that he cares in some way.
You know, that was so bad last night that I think that demanded an immediate statement. I mean, an immediate statement.
Yeah.
He should have said, you know what, I'm gonna meet with the WBC Board of Governors this week. He goes, and I'm gonna ask for a mandatory rematch immediately within 60 days or something like that. Blah 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 blah. Instead, all you hear is crickets.
Yeah, that's all we hear from him. It's crickets after crickets after crickets. And I think it's a shame. And I think that hurts the sport of boxing. And he's part of the reason that boxing is hurting and suffering right now. You know, the WBC is a major sanctioning body. And, you know, he's the head of it. And he's not doing what he should be doing.
The words, of course, the Superfly himself from the Bronx, Mr. Thomas Dillamuth. You have a good day. Say hello to your agent. And listen, I sent your daughter that card, man. Did you open her mail?
No, I did not open it. She opened it yesterday, and I was on my way out. And like I said, I didn't know who it was from, because I saw Broadway on it, and I thought it was, I was like, who do we know from Broadway? I didn't see, you know, the city and state.
Hey, Broadway, and Broadway, where the Sports Byline Network and all the strip clubs are. I got it wrong, Tommy D. Take care.
Have a good one, Pedro. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, You're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I think it was 29 years ago last week or the week before that Frank Bruno and I flew first class from Las Vegas to San Francisco. Of course, that was the night after Mike Tyson beat him up, in, I think, in their second encounter. But the bottom line is Bruno was somewhat, how can I put this, nice guy to be around, but now he's got some bit mental issues. Guess what? If you get pounded on the head by guys like Mike Tyson or even guys, small guys, getting hit on the head is probably not conducive to good health, without a doubt. But we wish Frank Bruno the very best of luck. Of course, 29 years since he lost his chance at greatness with Mike Tyson. Of course, Tyson was coming back at that point in time. That was after the rape conviction of Desiree Washington. Went to jail, of course, became a Muslim, got out, the whole nine yards, changed his life around, turned his life around. Not really, but the bottom line is Michael Horse is together now. We wish him the very best as far as his future is concerned. I think it all changed for Mike when he married that doctor about a decade ago. Of course, the doctor from Arizona, he married her and his life turned around. Of course, and the real tragedy for Mike Tyson was the fact that his daughter, I think his daughter, 3 or 4 year old daughter, died in his exercise room when she turned on the treadmill and got wrapped up in the treadmill or something like that. So Mike Tyson's had his share of tragedy, no doubt about that. Now, the retired HBO Godfather Larry Merchant is supposed to be here in hour number two. Of course, Kenny Rainford was supposed to be here in hour number two as well. Of course, the guy that I'm trying to get sainted by the King of England, but he was sort of like flaking on me, and the bottom line is he just called me on the phone at the last minute and says, I can do it like this, but the bottom line is no, we want Kenny straight up and all the way, and he hasn't got time for us today. So the bottom line is Kenny Rainford will roll next week. But the retired HBO Godfather will come up in hour number two. I've got some surprises for you as well. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. This is hour number one of two, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, CRN. I keep going and going, of course, as well as Veev TV and the WBC page down there as far as Facebook is concerned. But the bottom line is we want to thank those folks in Dallas, Texas. They work their ass off to make this production good. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two coming up after a six-minute break. I don't know whether it's going to be the news or sports check. I have no idea, but a six-minute break. After that, we'll return with Ring Talk Live Worldwide in hour number two.
Byline USA News. I'm Ben Murphy. As expected, LeBron James has agreed to a two-year, $104 million contract to return to the Los Angeles Lakers. The deal will pay James his maximum salary for the 2024-25 season, but includes a player option for the 2025-26 season, giving James flexibility about his future plans. The deal will also include a no-trade clause, something that James has only ever had once in his career. James is reportedly still talking with the Lakers about potentially leaving $1 million or so on the table to help the Lakers stay below the second apron and retain a bit of roster-building flexibility. But those conversations are still ongoing for now, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. LeBron isn't the only player with a new deal. Guard Donovan Mitchell has just signed a three-year, $150 million contract extension with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Mitchell averaged 27 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds last year in his second season with the Cavs. Forward Kyle Anderson leaves the Minnesota Timberwolves and will be joining the Golden State Warriors after signing a three-year, $27 million deal. Anderson will be joining the Warriors via a sign-and-trade deal, with the Timberwolves receiving cash considerations and a second-round pick. You're listening to Sports Byline USA News.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This is Sports in 60. I'm Marty Terrell of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, as we approach the Major League Baseball All-Star Game following up after July 4th, baseball will have moved into its second checkpoint. The first one, Memorial Day, yielded what? The Yankees in the American League East were struggling. Not so much anymore, even though they've been a bastion of inconsistency of late. We know two things in the American League, if nothing else. Baltimore in the East, and in the Central, the Cleveland Guardians are for real. Brace yourself. The All-Star Game, Home Run Derby, all the fol-de-rol around the Midsummer Classic will be great. The trading deadline is coming. So, too, is a scintillating second half of Major League Baseball. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports in 60, round the clock 24/7, here on Sports Byline USA.
Players aren't the only ones on the move. Assistant coaches are as well. Nate McMillan and Scott Brooks are joining J.J. Redick's coaching staff as top assistants. They bring a combined 1,189 combined victories to the staff. The Warriors also added new assistants to Steve Kerr's staff. Former Blazers head coach Terry Stotts will be Kerr's new lead assistant, and former All-Star and G League head coach Jerry Stackhouse is also being brought in as an assistant. The WNBA's top two rookies will be joining forces for the first time in their careers, as Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese were both named WNBA All-Stars. Clark, who became the Division I all-time leading scorer during her time at Iowa, was a fan favorite, receiving a total of 700,735 votes. Right behind her is teammate Aaliyah Boston, last year's Rookie of the Year, with 618,680 votes. Reese, who extended her WNBA record of consecutive double-doubles to 11, made top five in voting with 381,518 votes. The other All-Stars joining Clark, Reese, and Boston include DeWanna Bonner, Alicia Gray, Derica Hamby, Brianna Jones, Jonquel Jones, Kayla McBride, Kelsey Mitchell, Arika Ogunbowale, and Nneka Ogwumike. The WNBA All-Stars will take on Team USA in an Olympic tune-up game on July 20th at WNBA All-Star Weekend. After winning the tournament as an unseeded player last year, Marketa Vondrousova fell to Jessica Bozas-Monero 6-4, 6-2 in the first round of the Wimbledon, becoming the first Wimbledon women's defending champion to lose in the opening round since Steffi Graf in 1994. This is Sports Byline USA News. I'm Ben Murphy.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Power Pedo's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, celebrating 4 decades. Straight up, that's right, I've been knocking out bums for 40 years. Why, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, check this out. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxer, right? So I went to school to learn how to write, turned out to be a pretty good boxing writer. I went to school to learn how to fight, turned out to be a pretty good fighter. But now, of course, I'm retired at both, and we do this show, of course, every week, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, live on Sports Byline. Bottom line is, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 40 years in the making. Of course, last night, we've got some fights to talk about from the Saturday night, of course. Big Shakur Stevenson win? Not really. I mean, the guy he fought couldn't lick a stamp, and Shakur Stevenson couldn't fight all that well. I mean, he won like scores of 119-109. Now, I might have been generous giving the guy one round, but at the end of the day, the other guy, Artem, couldn't fight. He couldn't fight. He couldn't spell fight. If you put the letters on a piece of paper, this guy couldn't spell fight. That's how inept he was. I kid you not. So when Shakur left, I take it back. The fans left about the 10th or 11th round. They were booing. They booed the fight. They booed the end. They booed the result. The fact that the hometown guy got booed in his hometown, in his own hometown, is significant. There's no doubt about it. Now, on the undercard, Oshaki Foster, I believe he's a New York-based fighter. He got the shaft against Robinson Caruso of Brazil, of course, in 2016. I believe, Olympic gold medalist. He got the shaft against Oscar Valdez at one point in time, but last night's fight was the most atrocious score I've ever seen, maybe ever. I mean, I scored the fight 11 rounds to 1 for Oshaki Foster, and yet two judges thought the other guy won. Robinson Caseco won. 115, 113, and 116, 112. We'll talk about Paul Williams and Tony Lundy. These guys should be arrested for impersonating professional judges, and they did this to him. Talk about screwing a guy. Wow, this is the worst screw job I think I've ever seen.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
That decision last night was irritating. Let's talk about the positives of last night. Of course, Williams Zepeda, 31 in zip, 27 KOs, was thought to be tested by Giovanni Cabrera. Cabrera came in once beaten with only 7 KOs, though. Bottom line is, kid from Chicago was no match for Mr. Zepeda. Zepeda looks like he is a killer. A winner at 158, got to a fast start, blah, blah. Bottom line is, the fight didn't last but three or four rounds. 158 of the third round is when the referee, Thomas Taylor, called an end to it. At the end of the day, this guy might be the guy at 135 pounds that can step in. Of course, you've got guys at 140 like Pitbull Cruz. I think he should be fighting at 135 or 130, of course. And they're talking about, we want to take that back. Guess what, Impeccable? And we'll never have to mention Ryan Garcia on the air anymore. Evidently, he said some stuff this week that that black people should be killed and Muslims should be killed and this and that. So, Ryan Garcia, if I mention Ryan Garcia on the air again, can you please come in and correct me and tell me, guess what, man, you're screwing up. Don't mention this guy again, please.
Yeah, sure, man.
I mean, what a piece of work. There's no doubt about it. He said that George Floyd, that George Floyd guy. I'm a police officer. I'm a police officer. I was born in the – well, how can I put this? When I grew up, I saw police injustices here in San Francisco that made me want to become a policeman. I saw the policeman beating somebody up out the beach. I thought that was uncalled for. Then I had two officers, and one of which I worked with in the San Francisco Police Department was a physical fitness coordinator, Jim Adams. But the bottom line is, his partner, Bill Wohler, beat me up a couple times. Okay, so he beat me up a couple times. I said to myself, you know, this ain't right, getting beat up by policemen. So that's why I became a cop. Okay, I mean, that's the reason why I became a policeman, was I didn't want to see injustices. And, of course, now you see injustice in the world of boxing left and right. Of course, this fight last night with Oshaki Foster, I mean, I don't know how to put that. I mean, I can't put it to you any clearer than that. It might have been a 12-0 fight. Look at the CombiBax numbers. It might have been a 12-0 fight. I mean, I think I had it like 11-1. In that fourth round, I gave to Conseco of Brazil, maybe as a welfare round. I give away food stamps on occasion, okay? I do. I give away food stamps and welfare checks. That was a welfare check. Bottom line is the 11-1 score was not nowhere near the scores the judges came up with. I mean, the one judge that had it right, he had his 8-4 for Oshaki Foster. The other two judges had 8-4 the other way and 7-5 the other way. Now listen, for somebody the fans of BoxRec.com, all the people voting from around the world, they had it 120-108, meaning it was a shutout, a stone cold shutout. In other words, the fans watching this fight thought it was a shutout. Foster thought it was a shutout. I thought it was 11-1, and yet the other guy won. I mean, am I making too much of a big deal about this? I don't think so. Listen, this changed this young man's life. Even if he gets a rematch, this changed this young man's life. I remember when they did this to Jeff Fenech back in 1992. He fought Azuma Nelson for the WBC 130-pound title. Me and Fenech were real tight. Of course, Fenech from Australia, champion 122, 126, I think eventually 130. They gave him a belt afterwards. But the bottom line is, he's fighting Azuma Nelson, and he's beating the tar out of Azuma Nelson, okay? Over 12 rounds, I think he had like 9-3 or 10-2, something like that. I mean, it wasn't even a close fight. And yet, Azuma, I think they called it a draw, or they gave Azuma. The bottom line is, it ruined Jeff Fenech's life. He never came back from that. Psychologically, he never came back from it. Physically, he never came back from it. You don't get it. You've won. Your body tells you you've won. It's like a horse that crossed the finish line first. He's won the race, right? No, not in boxing. The horse that came in second wins the race. That's just not cool. And that's what happened last night. That's the best way I can put it. Or if you're playing blackjack in Las Vegas or anywhere around the world, Atlantic City, wherever you happen to be playing, up to Foxwoods, anywhere you happen to be watching or playing blackjack, imagine you get a blackjack, a king and an ace, and you say to yourself, man, I got this card won. You kick it back, you got $50 on it, right, the whole nine yards. Then you realize that some guy with a 17 beat you. Wait a second. How can that be? It can't be. It can only be in the sport of professional boxing. And at this point in time, since we don't have an association of boxing commissions, I never hear them mentioned anymore. It's like they just went out of business. And of course, at one point in time, they were the officiating body for the sport of boxing here in the United States of America after the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act. Of course, that was authored by Senator John McCain. But it was supposed to have teeth. In other words, they could suspend people and they could charge people criminally and things like that. But Senator John McCain? No. Harry Reid, Senator Harry Reid of Las Vegas, he took all the teeth out of it. Why? Because boxing was controlled by Las Vegas at that point in time, and the last thing they needed was any more people looking over their shoulders, accountability, okay? But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I think that was a bad, bad era for boxing. Let's go back to the sport at hand. Of course, right now, we've got big fights coming up, and I think that for the bottom line, Shakur Stevenson wasn't a big fight last night. I mean, it was a big fight in the minds of Shakur Stevenson fans, maybe, but I don't know. After 12 rounds, they were leaving. They were leaving after 10th and 11th round. But the bottom line is, the guy that he beat, Artem, couldn't win the Golden Gloves over here. I don't care what you say. Let me tell you, he wouldn't make a good sparring partner for me back in the day. And he might not make a good sparring partner for me today. That's how inept he was. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, moving up to the future, undefeated Boots Ennis. That's going to go, of course, he's the IBF welterweight champion. They gave him that title. Speaking of the IBF, didn't they just give somebody a heavyweight title? We'll talk about Daniel Dubois. They gave Daniel Dubois the heavyweight title. Why did they do that? Because he's black? I don't know. Because I told you earlier that the International Boxing Federation, when they started back in 1986, Bob Lee, who was an African-American, who was a convicted felon later and went to prison later, but he told me at that point in time that he was starting the International Boxing Federation because black fighters didn't break. So International Black Federation. Anyway, Boots Ennis, anointed as the welterweight champion after Terrence Crawford decided he wasn't going to defend against Boots Ennis. Shame on Terrence Crawford. All these guys picking these easy way outs, folks. Canelo Alvarez is going to fight Conor Benn. Conor Benn is some schlep from the UK that, you know, he's got some decent blood in him, okay? Outside of that, come on, man, he's Nigel Benn's son, so what? He can't fight too much. Got caught with those PEDs, or whether he did or whether he not, whether he did or whether he didn't. The bottom line is the British Board of Boxing Control feels he was dirty, but yet the United States officials, or more importantly, the WBC, has cleared him. I don't know what that says. I have no idea what that means. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Conor Benn is a supposed upcoming opponent, is a suspected upcoming opponent for Canelo Alvarez. Now, I don't know if he'll do that fight in the States or in Mexico or in the UK. I don't think Conor Benn can fight in the UK unless they lift that suspension. But at the end of the day, it's like a tour of exhibitions. I mean, I'm surprised that he isn't knocking me out. I'm talking about Canelo. I'm surprised. If I was rated, he'd be calling me out. You know why? Because I'd be the weakest guy that he could fight. That's what he's doing. He's ripping all you people off. And yet the Mexican fans and with the WBC's backing, gotta kick Suleiman in the butt on this with Mauricio, because the bottom line is, this guy, David Benavidez, has been the number one contender, and that's the first time I mentioned him in an hour and 19 minutes, okay? He's been the number one contender now for 3 years. For 3+ years. Canelo hasn't made a WBC mandatory defense in 3 years. Why? Because of the fact he's got these connections with the WBC. As I said earlier, Ray Vargas, a Mexican fighter, seems to have got preferential treatment by the WBC. Canelo Alvarez is not getting preferential treatment. He's calling his own shots. At one point in time, I guess about 3 or 4 months ago, Mauricio on the WBC said, guess what, man? We're not allowing you to fight anybody but David Benavidez. He's going to be the mandatory contender this day. And then Canelo said, I don't want to fight him. I don't want to fight him. I don't want. And he jumped up and down. He threw a tantrum. And then the WBC backed off on that. And then they said, well, he has a choice. He can be the mandatory challenger at 175 or 168. I mean, if you gave a guy a chance to fight either at light heavyweight and make a dollar, okay, or fight at super middleweight and get fame and make millions, what would you do? I mean, why did they even have to put this in the question form if the guy's been the number one contender for 3 years? Tell me. I'm asking you. I mean, think about that. Number one contender for 3 years. I'm not beating a dead horse here, folks. This is atrocious. It just is. We'll hear, I guess, from Benavidez in about a week to 10 days as to what his future is going to be. But his future is not going to be with Canelo Alvarez, obviously. I mean, Canelo's never going to fight him. Canelo will go to his grave not fighting David Benavidez. You know what he said last week or a fortnight ago? He's not in my league. He's not at my level. You're right. He's way above you. He punches. He's got hand speed. He's taller. Let me tell you, man, if these two guys were to hook up, I don't like betting on fights. Most of you people know that I don't bet on fights maybe once in a great while. Of course, I lost that last time when I thought Ryan Garcia might beat Tank Davis. And, of course, I wasn't betting on Ryan Garcia. I was betting on Joe Goosen. Actually, I was betting on Ryan Garcia, but I was betting on Joe Goosen, his trainer, who had nothing but my praise for like 25 or 30 years. I mean, here was a guy that had the Ruelas brothers, Michael Nunn. Michael Nunn wasn't easy to train. Michael Nunn was a bit of a street thug from Davenport, Iowa. I mean, he comes off as a golly gee whiz type of guy, but he went to prison for cocaine. He's no angel, no doubt about that. But yet, Joe Goosen was able to get him to do things Joe's way. He couldn't get Ryan to do things. In fact, when he trained Ryan, he said it was a collaboration of him, his father, and the fighter himself. So the bottom line is, I was betting on Goosen. Did Goosen didn't work. Now, if Benavidez and Canelo were to fight, this is a fight that I feel confident that you could bet big money on, big money on David Benavidez and win. I mean, I just think he can. I mean, he, I can't see him losing this thing. And that's why Canelo won't fight him, that Canelo can't see him losing either. Can't, you know what I'm saying? He can't. He can't see it. So if you're going to fight the impossible guy or run from him, what are you going to do? You're going to do what Canelo's doing, put your tail between your legs and run like a girl. And say, take that back. I shouldn't knock women. Run like a sissy.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say, but he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him, so I see him getting himself in good condition so that he can fire back. Never been one to say die, never been one to hide out. He comes on, damn near Parpedos, full steam ahead.
That was the wire-haired wonder, Don King, talking about a sparring session I had at the Times Square Gym in New York. I think that was about 1988 or 1989. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. We take it to the City of Angels and bring in the retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. And Godfather, how are you, and how's the Godmama?
Oh, we're doing good for old guys.
Okay, old guys. Speaking of old guys, today's Emmanuel Stewart's birthday.
I didn't realize that. I went to the memorial service for him in Detroit.
Yeah.
A great pal. Better than that for boxing. Was as happy taking a car full of amateurs to some tournament as he was for being in the corner for Tommy Hearns.
Yeah. You know, three days before he passed, he sent me a tweet. And this is why I don't do Twitter, Larry. I'm not a big Twitter fan. As he sent me a tweet, and he says, "This fight's a tough one. Don't know if I want to make it. I love you." And that was the end. He didn't say, "I love you, man," nothing like, and that was that. And like 3 days later, he passed. And like, so I'm like anti-Twitter. And it just, I miss him. I mean, listen, I know you probably couldn't relate to this because there's not a lot of street in you, or maybe there is. But he used to wake me up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and call me a mother ducker at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning from Ukraine. And anybody that was called that by Emmanuel felt honored, except you, I'm sure.
Emmanuel never called me at 3 o'clock in the morning, happily.
Yeah, but he called me constantly. He called me, this Godfather, this is what he said. "Hello. Pedro, wake up. This is Emmanuel. I know. I'm calling you from Ukraine. Wake your ass up. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. And man, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. It ain't 4 o'clock here. By the way, Pedro, you're just a boxing writer. You don't work for nobody. You just kick around and write boxing. You could talk to me." Bottom line is he used to belittle me to an extent, but I loved him and I miss him. And of course, he's been gone since 2012. It's hard to believe it's been 12 years. It'll be 12 years in October, but it is. And of course, talk about the great Emmanuel Stewart, the Kronk Jim Goldfather. And you know, he was another guy that he touched. There are certain people in boxing that were super, super special. And I think Emmanuel was one of them in his role. And I always praise the former HBO Sports CEO, Seth Abraham. I think he was another guy that touched people without touching them. I mean, these were super people. And I feel really honored to have known Emmanuel. And I'm pretty sure you're honored to have worked with him.
Well, I worked for him for a number of years. As you know, he was our expert observer commentator. Mm-hmm. I was the outside sort of a colorful kibitzer, and Jim Ramsey, for the most part, was our play-by-play and blow-by-blow and who ran the show. And it was a great time for us at HBO and boxing, and he was a big part of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a great time for me financially. When HBO did well, Pedro did well. That's all I can say is it was great. And Godfather, I don't know if you got, did you get green checks from HBO too? Did they send you green checks?
I don't remember the color of the check.
When you got one in the mail, you knew it was $2,000 or $4,000, a minimum $2,000, possibly $4,000. But every time you got a check from HBO, and they usually be on Mondays, they mailed them out on Fridays. Believe me, I had the system down. But the bottom line is, I thank Uncle Seth Abraham for that, without a doubt. So
why were they sending you checks?
Because I was doing advertising, HBO advertising. They were producing. They were part of the show.
Oh, I didn't. Another thing I did just learned.
Well, you know, bottom line is I can't be telling you everything.
Well, over time, you've told me a lot.
Oh, my God. True confessions of a godson. Ezra Charles, today's his birthday as well. Did you ever meet Ezra Charles?
No, I never met him.
You know, neither did I. Well, neither did I. I mean, obviously, before my time, but I don't know anybody I don't know anybody in my era that's ever met Ezra Charles. I asked Eddie Machen one time about Ezra Charles, and he grumbled a couple things, but that was about it. That's the only guy I've ever been able to get to come back to me as far as what Ezra Charles was.
We assume that all your listeners know that Ezra Charles was a great light heavyweight champion. He beat Archie Moore, among others.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you didn't get a chance. You didn't watch any of the fights last night on ESPN?
Yes, I did. And I have some strong opinions, but you let me know what you want to talk about.
No. Let me tell you, I have never seen a greater heist in the history of my... I'm telling you. I scored the fight 11... The Robson-Koseko fight with Oshaki Foster. I scored it 11-1 for Oshaki Foster. 11-1. And that round that I gave him, Robson-Koseko, might have been the fourth round. I think it was the fourth round. And that was like almost a welfare round. Anyway, bottom line is 11-1. And yet, the judges, two judges went the other way. One judge said it was 8-4. The other judge said it was 7-5. They robbed that poor young man. I watched him in the ring last night. Godfather, he was crying. Could you see the tears in his eye? I've never seen a guy that hurt.
I respectfully disagree with you.
Oh!
And with the announcers. I wasn't keeping him round by round score of the fight, but I thought it was a fairly close fight. I just want to remind you, this is not boxing. It's professional prize fighting.
Okay.
Fighting.
Okay. All right. Now. All right. And I'm going to go back to our good old friends at CompuBox. CompuBox said that Koseko.
I don't care about CompuBox. Boxing is not just a sport like other sports. It's entertainment.
Okay.
And
I get it.
That's especially true of professionals. And this kid came to fight. He tried to fight. I don't care what the numbers were. To me, just watching the fight, Pedro, and I didn't know anything about either one of them.
Okay.
I thought it was a close fight.
Okay, what about the main event? Is that the most exciting fight in the world or not? Talk about Shakur Stevenson. People were leaving after the 10th and 11th round.
Which fight is that?
Shakur Stevenson versus the Artman guy. I mean, you know.
Well, I think that I don't know who the guy he fought was from Germany. Is he even ranked?
Godfather, he looked like the most inept sparring partner I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen a guy that.
This was a total mismatch, but the kid had some heart.
Yeah,
and he tried to fight, and I thought Stevenson, even though he stood his ground more than running. As he usually does, after that debacle last year, when people walked out and booed him, and last night they were walking out, and there were some boos in his hometown.
Mm-hmm.
He's a brilliant, what I would call a soft boxer. His punches don't carry any snap. They're roundhouse type of punches, even the hooks, and except for the jabs. And that's how he has to fight. He's not going to change himself. He's not going to suddenly turn into being an entertaining fighter. But he is a brilliant boxer. And if you want to pay money to see that, go ahead.
Okay. Let's go back to Emmanuel Stewart. At one point in time, you got into a beef with Bernard Hopkins. He stepped in, didn't he?
The way it worked was we were at a press conference for HBO, as he usually did on Fridays, to gather some information for the fight the next day. And I don't remember the exact circumstances, except that somebody who was supposed to be there to the other side wasn't there, and Hopkins was bad-mouthing the opponent, and he thanked Emmanuel, he got upset at Emmanuel, because Emmanuel wasn't going for his BS either. And he was cursing Emmanuel. And I stood up and told him I was not going to sit there and let him berate my partner.
Well, wait a minute.
And we had some four-letter word exchanges between us.
All right, let's
leave it. And I walked out.
All right, let's leave it at that. That's a good high point to go out on. Hug the godmama, give her a big kiss, and you have a great Sunday, sir.
You too, Pedro. Bye.
The Hall of Famer, Mr. Larry Murch. I'm honored each and every week he spends some time with us folks. 94 years young, still rocking and rolling, still got it going on, Mr. Larry Merchant.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This is Ali singing. Thanks a lot. You listen, we're going to be in violation of copyright law. Stop it right now. You are tuned to Ring Talk. I kid you not. I'm tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing, of course. Well, the impeccable one. Were you trying to get me in trouble with YouTube and all these people with a copyright law? I told that song is taboo. Believe it or not, it was charted. I believe it charted. And, of course, Ali did that back when he was Cassius Clay in 1964. And originally, Stand By Me was a song that was given to the Drifters. The Drifters said, no, we don't want it. So their lead singer, Benny King, did it by himself and sold more records than the Drifters sold ever in their history. So thank you so much, the impeccable one, for screwing that up.
I'll handle it. If it comes back, don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. You'll take care of that, right? I'm represented, in case you want to come sue me, I am represented by the law offices of Haagen-Dazs. So if you want to come get me, that's who my lawyers are. Bottom line is, let's talk history. Going back in time, of course, I'm going to bring in Rudolph Valentino Clay. Who the hell is that? Well, now he's known as Rahman Ali. I believe he's still alive. He's in his 80s. Of course, he is talking about Muhammad Ali's brother, born Rudy Clay. He was a boxer of note. Not really. He couldn't lick a stamp to wait his tongue. He was Ali's sparring partner for a good long time. And that's about it. But the bottom line is, you know, when he turned pro back in 1964, it was at the convention center. I was going to ask the Godfather about this because I believe he was there. February 25th, 1964, of course, Chris Dundee, the brother of Angelo Dundee, the most colorful Dundee of them all, of course. If you thought Angelo was fun to be around, and he was, Chris Dundee was a blast to be around. Chris Dundee did crazy stuff. Chris Dundee bet like $200,000 on Roberto Duran against Ray Leonard the second time, and I almost got on my knees, the impeccable one. I almost dropped to my knees. I mean, not to do any some type of weird act, but I got on my knees. I go, Chris, don't do this. He goes, no, Duran's going to win. I go, no, Duran's not going to win a minute. And he didn't win a minute. Didn't win because I knew Duran was like way out of shape for this one. I mean, he wasn't ready, and Ray Leonard was still young, and still had the speed, this and that. So, but Chris Dundee bet $200,000. I was, oh, it hurt. Anyway, Chris Dundee was the promoter of that event. Of course, Muhammad Ali had it in his corner. He was still Cassius Clay at that point in time, but he had in his corner, of course, Angelo Dundee. And of course, that fight was retired, of course, in the sixth round. We didn't come out for the seventh round. I'm talking about Sonny Liston with that bad shoulder. Liston was 35-1 at that point in time, and of course, he would lose the second fight to Muhammad Ali with that dramatic punch, the knockdown that people say, did it happen? Did it happen? The aforementioned HBO Godfather, retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant, he was there. He saw the punch land. He said it landed. When I watched the fight on film, the punch lands. Let me tell you like this. When you catch a guy cold or you catch a guy with a punch he doesn't see, that hurts you. That knocks you out. Believe me. I mean, every punch that I saw coming at me sparring, I never got knocked down sparring. But every punch that I saw coming at me in a fight and in sparring, I was able to deal with when I could see him coming at me. When you didn't see him, spit happened. And spit happens with an H in boxing. There's no doubt about it, okay? So, you know, I mean, Sonny Liston and Muhammad Ali, that was a big controversy over the second fight, but I don't think it was controversial at all. I think it was just the way it went. Of course, the first fight, Liston was getting licked like a stamp. Of course, they tried to put the Moncel solution, which is an illegal cut medicine that is no longer used. It's illegal. I mean, you can't do it. Can't use it. It burns guys' cuts together. In fact, after a cut, you look at a boxer use Moncel solution, and you can see the blackness. It's got a black line. That's the Moncel solution for making the cut come together. Anyway, it leaves metal chips in you. Of course, Iran Barkley had to get operated on after the first Tommy Hearns fight because of the fact he had these iron chips put up there by the former renowned cut man, or the Eddie Aliano cut man to the stars there for a while. But the bottom line is Eddie was using illegal stuff on Iran Barkley. And after him knocking out Tommy Hearns, he had to get surgery before he fought Roberto Duran. Of course, and he would lose a 12-round decision to Roberto Duran back in February of 1989, a fight in which I flew into Philadelphia. I fly into Philadelphia and it's snowing. Impeccable. It's snowing. So the snow's coming down. They said, listen, man, you can forget about going to Atlantic City and nobody's going to Atlantic City. I said, what do you mean nobody's going to Atlantic City? I got to get there for the fight. I mean, first of all, I got a hotel room. I'm working it. The whole nine yards. I got to be there. He goes, no, man, you're not going to get there. Blah, blah, blah. I said, what about the trains? He goes, no, there's too much snow on the tracks. No, you got to be kidding me. I said, he goes, the only way you can get to Atlantic City, he goes, if you had a 4-wheel drive vehicle. So what did I do? I got on the phone. I got in the pay. Back in the days when I had pay phones, I called all these car rental places. I got myself a 4-wheel drive Jeep, and I drove that baby down the Atlantic City Expressway. And nobody else was on the freeway. Just me. And I drove all the way to Atlantic City and saw that fight, of course, for February 1989. But back. The reason why I'm bringing up this card in February of 1964, of course, the 25th, and Sonny Liston losing the World Heavyweight Championship to then Cassius Clay, who will later become Muhammad Ali. Of course, he changed his name to Cassius X originally and then to Muhammad Ali. And, of course, that was a 1964 Ring Magazine Fight of the Year. But on the undercard, Rahman Ali, who was Muhammad Ali's brother, or better known as Rudolph Valentino Clay. I don't know if his second name was Valentino, but I think they threw that in there as a bit of a gimmick. Anyway, bottom line is Rahman Ali, or Rudy Clay, turned pro against Chip Johnson, of course, and he won a split decision. That's how good he was. He won a split decision. He was Muhammad Ali's brother. Couldn't fight a lick. There's no doubt about it. Now let's go back in time. It's early 1964, and he hasn't turned pro yet. And guess what? It's Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay and Rudy Clay. Let's go to that.
Well, we don't know if we can stand another Clay on the boxing scene, but I'm ready to make his professional debut as Rudolph Valentino Clay. When are you planning to turn professional, Rudolph?
Well, Bob, I plan to turn professional in at least 2 or 3 months.
How many amateur fights have you had?
Well, I've had 83 amateur fights, mostly around Kentucky and Chicago and New York.
I see.
177.
What would you be fighting at?
I'll be fighting as a heavyweight.
I see.
As Cassius, same as Cassius.
If you want to
watch
the amateur fights?
Yes, I will.
Most of your amateur fights?
I've won 77 out of 83.
Well, I'm tired. Let me finish. Let me talk. This boy's modest. I'm the greatest. He's not a talker. I'm going to fight Sonny Liston right after I annihilate Henry Cooper. And as soon as I annihilate Henry Cooper, I want that big ugly bear right here on Miami Beach at the Orange Bowl, because there's not a place large enough inside the holes. And then after that...
You rank yourself number 3, and above you rank Liston and Patterson. Which would you rather fight and why?
Well, to tell you the truth, I would fight Floyd Patterson, because Sonny Liston is a much rougher fighter than Patterson. He's a much harder hitter than Patterson. And Sonny Liston, I watched him here in the gym a few months ago when he was here to fight Howard King. And he can hit a guy in the elbows and just about break his arm. But Patterson, he's a good fighter, but I believe in a way he's overrated. But if I had to fight either one of them, I would fight Sonny Liston. I mean Patterson.
Well, you're all right. I don't know how you found out, but I haven't been working as hard as I should. I just got through with the Henry Cooper fight, and this regular fighting is pretty tough. But me and My trainer here, Angelo Dundee, we have something that we're going to do the last 2 weeks in London, which will make up for lost time. My campaigning day is over, but as you know, he's starting to pop off, and he has a hunch that he's going to catch me with a good punch, so we'll see when we get there.
In anticipation of the Liston title fight, a louder, more brash Cassius Clay emerged. His legendary braggadocio came out in full force. Clay seemed to always be in the camera's eye. As a master manipulator of the press, Cassius took over his own promotion and even marketed a record album aptly titled, I Am the Greatest.
I come to Barry Liston, not to praise him. I'm going to fight Sonny Liston. That is, if he doesn't chicken out. I am the greatest. Mr. Liston is an old man. He's 30 years old. He has no business being in the same ring with me. I'd like to help that poor old man. I want to give him lessons. Boxing lessons. Talking lessons. I'll teach him anything. But since he's going to fight me, what he needs most is falling lessons. He can't fight. I watched him shadow boxing. And his shadow won in the first round. I can picture my fight with old man Liston. I will step into the ring looking like a beautiful movie star. And for the first 6 rounds, I'll go pop, 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 and dance away so fast, Liston will think he's surrounded. And then I'm really gonna start swinging.
The word around town is that the publicity you've been getting recently out of New York and here is that, you know, it's a little different from
what you said. That I hate people, you know, all that kind of stuff. Right. But do I act like I hate anybody? What have I ever done wrong? Just tell all of the people out there who betting on Sonny that all of them are going to lose their money and get to the fight early because I might get him in one.
Cassius Sonny Liston said that you should be arrested for impersonating a fighter. He said you should be turned over his knee and spanked. Do you think he means all these things, or maybe this is just a gag to sell more tickets?
Well, Jim, I've been down here in Miami training for the past 3.5 years. I've been boxing 12 years in all. I've been predicting and popping off, and I'm actually really tired of talking. I'm through talking. All the talking is over. I only have a few days now before the Rumble, and Sonny Liston is popping off his mouth and making all of these way-out statements, and I'm going to put an end to it February 25th, and I don't have to convince nobody now that I am great. They all know it because they're paying $250 for a seat, and I'm sure the house will be sold out, and now I'm willing to back up all of my talk. I'm just tired of talking.
$250 for a ringside seat. Get this, it'll cost you $10,000 to sit ringside for a big fight. I kid you not. Is it worth it? Probably not, but the folks that got the money don't mind spending it. You know what I'm trying to say? Hey, and at the end of the day, some of these folks, like in the world of entertainment, if they have to buy a ticket, sometimes they get comps, but if they have to buy a ticket, they get to write it off, so more power to them. July 13th, don't forget Boots Ennison, of course, and David Avassian. Avassian can fight a little bit, but I don't think he's up to Boots Ennison's level. The 20th, of course, the comeback of the Freak, Jake Paul, of course, supposed to take on Mike Tyson. I told you that was a bit of a scam, the fact that Mike Tyson pulled out, saying he had some type of medical episode. He was eating gummies, Mike Tyson gummies, ears. He was doing weed. This is what happened. He had an anxiety attack on a flight, and like they had to bring in a medical team, this and that. Mike Tyson had if he had something happen to him, seriously, medically, seriously, happened and they had to stop a flight, this and that, it would have been reported. He would have been unable to fight ever again. They would have said, you know what, this thing with Jake Paul is over. I think it was a bit of a con. They conned us as far as the results and what brought that on. I think it was a hot gummy. They had a hot gummy or two. And the bottom line is, when you take a hot gummy or you take maybe too much THC that you want to and you don't have the limonene in it, of course, that's the terpene that calms you down, you get jacked up. And you get paranoid in your stomach, you get anxiety attacks, panic attacks, all 9 yards. That's what I think was going on with Mike Tyson on that flight. Now, July 20th, Jake Paul's going to take on a guy named Mike Perry. Mike Perry couldn't lick a stamp if he wet his tongue. These guys are going to fight a cruiserweight. Mike Perry's trying to say, he stepped in because Mike Tyson was unavailable. He was the next available contender. Actually, they tried to get this. They're trying to say that they brought in, they tried to get Muhammad Ali's grandson to fight Jake Paul. I mean, that wasn't too good. Nico's not very big. What's Nico? A junior middleweight? Maybe a middleweight max? Having to fight a cruiserweight? He said he gave up millions of dollars. He gave up millions of dollars, and nobody wants to fight a guy that's 35 or 40 pounds bigger than you naturally. Whether Jake Paul can fight or not, he still got 35 or 40 pounds on Nico Ali Walsh. So at the end of the day, I thought that was a smart move by Nico not to take that kind of money, because all Jake Paul's looking to do is put names on his resume. Because he's got a resume that, you know, it's sort of flaky. But the bottom line is he's able to build it with his following on YouTube and, of course, his social media thing. Bottom line is social media is a bit of a, as I mentioned this time and time and time again, it's not all that good. It's just not. I mean, what it's done to the world of the media is destroyed it. I mean, at one point in time, 1949, Albert Einstein said, at one time in the future, the media will be controlled by just one or two people or two or three people, and you won't know what's going on in the world. I think that's what's going on right now. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just...
Go for it.
One postscript. After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
Okay, Bailey, I asked a 93-year-old man that. He, slapped the snot out of me there. What'd you do? Tick him off during the break?
Sorry, I said that you said some things about him behind his back. You know, I wanted to get him fired up.
He definitely was no fired up, no doubt about that. Retired HBO Godfather Larry Merchant spewing some venom there. I mean, he just got, whoa, Larry, like, whoa. He hadn't done that in a long time, so that means he still got the fire going, more power to him. Of course, last week I was talking about the scoring of Juan Francisco Estrada and Jesse Rodriguez. The scoring was 58-54, and one judge had Rodriguez up 58-54. I think that was Steve Moore from San Jose. The other judge had it even at 56-56, and one judge had it 57-56, even though there were two knockdowns involved. Bottom line is, I don't know about that. The scores of the fans had it 58-54. Now, the fans had last night's fight 120-108. They had it a shutout. Ashuki Foster thought he shut out Robinson Canseco. That was a travesty. The WBC's got to do something. But more importantly, the New Jersey State Athletic Commission, which used to be run by Larry Hazard, they need to step up. They really do. I mean, that was atrocious last night. That's on them. That's not on the WBC. That's on the New Jersey State Athletic Commission, I think. The WBC to an extent, but that's on the New Jersey State Athletic Commission. They appointed two judges, one from Jersey, one from New York. There's no doubt about it. Mike Lundy or Ted Lundy and Paul Wallace, these guys should be suspended forever. They should never, ever, ever, ever be involved in a professional boxing match again. That's how bad the score was. And you're trying to tell me they're inept? Okay, we never use them again because they're inept. You're trying to tell me they're crooked? There's one or the other, right? It has to be one or the other. It's like either they're inept or they're crooked. Is there an in-between there? I don't think so. Is there a third option? I mean, think about that. Is there a third option? Either they're crooked or they're inept. Which one is it? Either way, they don't deserve to belong in a boxing ring or around a boxing ring ever again unless they have to buy a ticket. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank the impeccable one in the other room for getting me in all kinds of trouble. That's what he does 24/7. I want to thank, of course, the people down there at Veeve TV, the Giacomans, both John Giacomin and Daniela, for being such great people. They've got a great dog. They've got a bunch of dogs down there. They're dog people. Straight up, I only like three people and dogs. That's what my hat says, and I think that's about right. Straight up, until next week, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Thank you so much for tuning in, both on TV and the radio. For everyone concerned, even if it's me, if it means